Exclusive, Juanita Broderick says Joe Biden's plan to protect women for thee, but not for me. By Kyle Olson on April 9, 2020. Presumptive Democrat presidential nominee Joe Biden unveiled a plan on Thursday he said will strengthen social supports for survivors of domestic and sexual violence and help them recover from the trauma of abuse. The Biden plan to end violence against women will, among other things, expand the safety net for survivors, ensure justice for survivors, change the culture that enables sexual violence. Juanita Broderick, who has accused then-Arkansas Attorney General Bill Clinton of raping her in a Little Rock hotel room in 1978, called Biden's plan a laugh, especially in light of the latest accusation against the candidate. How will Biden explain never supporting the victims, now decades long ago survivors of Bill and Hillary Clinton? Will Jill Biden, like Hillary Clinton, wage her own war on the women who have accused her husband of unthinkable acts? She said to Breitbart News. In late March, Broderick shared an interview with Tara Reid, who has accused Biden of sexually assaulting her. In the interview with Rolling Stone's Katie Halper, Reid said she was told to deliver a gym bag to then-Senator Biden, who was down by the Capitol. We were alone, and it was the strangest thing. There was no, like, exchange, really. He just had me up against the wall, Reid said after she said she handed him the bag. His hands were on me and underneath my clothes, she recounted. Reid began to choke up, he went down my skirt but then up inside it and he, penetrated me with his fingers. According to Reid, her boss was kissing her at the same time. I remember him saying, first, like as he was doing it, do you want to go somewhere else? And then him saying to me, when I pulled away, he got finished doing what he was doing and I was pulled back and he said, come on man, I heard you liked me. That phrase stayed with me because I kept thinking what I might have said. And I can't remember exactly if he said I thought or if I heard. It's like he implied that I had done this. She added he pointed his finger at her and said, you're nothing to me. You're nothing. Reid said. For me, everything shattered in that moment because I knew we were alone. It was over. He wasn't trying to do anything more, but I looked up to him. He was like my father's age. He was this champion of women's rights in my eyes, and I couldn't believe it was happening. Reid said Biden pulled back and looked annoyed, and put his hands on her shoulders and repeatedly said, you're okay, you're fine. She said she tried to recover in a stairwell of the Russell Senate office building. I was shaking, just everywhere, and I was trying to grasp what had just happened, Reid said. But I knew it was bad because he was so angry. She said Biden's other employees treated her like nothing. If people want to know why women don't come forward, that's why. Broderick told Breitbart News Biden's plan might as well be called the plan for thee, but not for me. It's the same logic he has always followed. Do as I say, not as I do. Kyle Olson is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter and like him on Facebook.